escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Sean Gentile is Pittsburgh's national NHL insider from The Athletic. He also, sadly, is good friends with Malzi. And that's his cross to bear in life. Right, Sean, am I saying anything you disagree with?
I was waiting to see if you would greet me by asking me about my gout, like you did with Adrian a couple callers
ago. He does have gout.
Wait, you have gout too?
No,
Adrian has gout.
Yeah, Adrian actually did have gout.
He was called from the hospital to bitch at Malzi while he had horrible gout.
My dad had gout, and it was like he complained more about that than I'd ever heard him.
Sean Bissonnette had gout.
Sean Weaver, yeah, Bissonnette said gout was like more painful than hockey
because he
injuries.
Was eating 20 ounces of steak a day,
and he also thought that was healthy eating.
It's a combination of it's food and beverage based. I think if you're knocking out a lot of Miller Lights on a given night, it's gonna aggravate the gout.
I'm more amazed that Bissonnette thought eating like steak every night was like good healthy eating. Like, who is he, the Liver King?
Are you surprised that Biz thought that?
No, I'm not.
I don't know why Chris would say that.
I was trying to give Biz credit a little bit, but he probably didn't really deserve it for not knowing that that was terrible for his body. So.
How many Miller Lights a week for Sean Gentile at this point in life?
I've almost fully transitioned to like wine and/or indoor liquor at this point. I'm
wine.
Like,
Cab Sav.
Come on.
This is Chardonnay season, Malzi, please.
You guys are both wrong. This is Pinot Grigio season.
Yeah. I don't drink white wine. I just refuse to do it. So.
Well, I was closer to being right than Malzi.
Both of you guys grow up, get some culture. Buy a nice bottle of Josh Pinot Grigio for $13.99.
I thought you'd be drinking ice wine at this point, that Niagara on the Lake stuff.
Sean's walked into his sheets and bought a bottle of wine today, or before, maybe not today.
Wait, hold on a second. One more thing,
please.
Do you guys know where you caught me? I'm calling. I'm on the phone in my car right now. I was on my way to buy fireworks.
Nice.
Now that is a Yinzer move right there. Setting off some. What are you going up 51 right across the line?
Jason Pierre Gentile here.
The Yinzer move is the drive to Youngstown so you can get
Correct.
The actual good.
The phantom fireworks.
The good illegal fireworks.
Oh, all right. Man. So Yoey, who's still covering the Penguins for The Athletic, says, "So are the Penguins tanking?" Question mark. I don't think so. Well, what is the counterpoint? If he says they're not, can you explain to me why he might think they're not?
If it looks like a tank and drives like a tank, it's a tank.
Yeah.
You can't say. I mean, I get it. Like if you're Kyle Dubas or Sidney Crosby or Dan Muse or whoever, you're not going to come out and use.
Yes, but
the
Josh
tank
doesn't work for the team. He, like you just said, if it walks like a duck, it is a duck. Come on now. This is a tank. We all know that. We're all grown-ups here.
We can split hairs about the actual terminology, but I mean, I've heard you guys talking about it on my drive to buy fireworks. Like Anthony Mantha and Parker Weatherspoon and these guys, like they're useful to some extent, and they're, you know, NHL players, but those aren't guys you sign if you're trying to, if your primary objective in a given season is to win as many games as possible. I mean, it's clear. And Dubas is not really saying anything to the contrary at this point.
Sean, how deep will he dig here to excavate this roster to this end? Like, who do you expect, if any, of the big names, the Rusts, Raquels, Carlsons, to actually be dealt, if any of them?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think yesterday from that front went pretty well for them. You see, you know, Brock Besser, let's say, he's the best non-Mitch Marner winger on the market. He's a guy who's going to score 25 goals or whatever. Certainly was a contingency plan for the teams that, you know, were going to lose out on Marner. He sticks around in Vancouver. You see a lot of guys, we're seeing what happens with Nikolai Ehlers, who's another top six wing. Once Ehlers comes off the board and he hasn't made up his mind just yet, he's going to get a ton of money. There's going to be a lot of teams that are left holding the bag. And I think that puts Dubas and the Penguins in a pretty fortuitous position, let's say, because if you look around the league, especially now, you know, on July 2nd, not a lot of teams with players that they're willing to sell. There's a lot of teams that are still, you know, huffing the copium of the offseason and thinking that they have a real chance to either come out of a rebuild, which is a lot of teams. A lot of teams are done being bad. You know, the Red Wings and Anaheim Ducks of the world. And then there's teams on the fringe of the playoff race too, who are not looking to sell. The end result is that, you know, there's a shortage of legit options, and the Penguins have two of them in Rust and Raquel. So yeah, look, we know that they're going to talk about those guys once the season starts. If they're on the roster, we know they're going to be deadline commodities, but I'm really interested to see, you know, based on the way the last 48 hours or so have gone, you know, if that's something they're willing to do in the summer is make a move on those guys, because I think the offers are going to be there because there's too many teams that haven't been able to sign anybody who's any good.
How much are they going to keep or take keeping Sidney Crosby somewhat happy into account with that kind of stuff?
I think it's been a concern. I think it'll continue to be a concern. I'd be surprised to some degree if they trade both of them. But man, I think you got to look. What would make a ton of sense is if you move one now and then hold on one until the deadline. And that's not based in any kind of reporting or whatever. That's just probably what I would do if I were them. I'd move one now, keep one so Sid's got one of his guys, you know, at least at the start of the season, and then reassess once March rolls around.
Sean, no one wants Erik Karlsson?
I think people would want Erik Karlsson at the right price, absolutely. And I think now, you know, since free agency's come and gone, and, you know, teams again are kind of on to the second and third set of decisions that they need to make about their roster building, I think that's when Karlsson comes into play, because we generally know how much money you're working with coming out of July 1, right? Like people's caps are relatively set. And now you can say, all right, we can pay $7.5 million for Erik Karlsson or whatever. Now you can figure out how much money they'd potentially need to retain if they were to make a deal happen. Because I think it's, you know, what's clear also, one of the big themes of yesterday is that, you know, if you're a defenseman with a pulse, you're going to get paid. Like we saw Ivan Provorov, who's, you know, a solid second pair defenseman making $7.5 million with Columbus.
Dublin and CeCe got money from the same team, the Kings. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They should have tried to send Karlsson to the Kings, absolutely, because they're willing to take.
How about the Hurricanes now that Burns is gone?
They actually, they're probably out of the market now because they traded for Keandre Miller from the Rangers and signed him to a pretty big money extension. I'd be surprised if they added another big ticket item.
So do you think, in your crystal ball, do you think Erik Karlsson will be on the Penguins roster opening night?
No, I don't.
Who do you think he's most likely to go to?
Probably the Detroit Red Wings. If you made me guess right now, you know, about Karlsson's future, I would say he's not on the team. And if you made me pick, you know, where else he could potentially end up, I think it'd be Detroit because they didn't do anything of note last year. And there's some heat on Yzerman and whoever else with that organization to actually make that jump and make the playoffs like we saw from Montreal last season.
Rank the top three somewhat illicit fireworks products that you enjoy using.
This is how they got me. This is how suggestible and weak I am. I got a coupon in the mail from Phantom Fireworks for some like crazy half off, you know, some variety pack. So yeah, I went and scooped that. But yeah, the big one, the ancillary purchase was a pretty serious stack of just classic Roman candles. Always fun. definitely never had Roman candle fights with my drunk friends when I was in high school. Definitely not a thing that happened.
We used to put like the M80s or whatever they were in dog turds and just watch it explode. We'd light those on fire.
Like, that's like how you end up in juvie, Pony. Correct. Like that's how you do time.
Sean, my first experience like seeing police actually talking to anyone that I knew in a way that person was in trouble was our neighbor two doors down, Mr. Pfeiffer. Still alive, very much could be listening to
Phantom
this show.
Phantom
Yeah. Well, when Pony, you asked me who was the first girl I kissed, it was his daughter, and they all heard me say that on
with
the
tongue?
Air. I think? Mm. If memory serves. Anyway, neither here nor there.
Sean didn't know what he was doing.
Right. I think I also said I was like 6 or 7 years old, so just take that into account. That's kind of
Look at you. Look
I know.
At you.
Yeah,
Chris
anyway.
Swordsman.
Anyway. No, I mean, I think, Sean, this is like a Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania kid thing, especially this part, because Ohio, they're legal. Your neighbor, like, it's like a rite of passage to see an adult neighbor, like, confronted by the police because they're setting stuff off. They come, they go, hey, you're shooting fireworks into the woods. It's been a little dry lately. Don't do that anymore. Also, your neighbors on the street behind you are getting mad about this. Neighbor, oh, yeah, got it. Cops are gone no more than 5 minutes. Fireworks are getting shot off again from my recollection. Mm. Like,
look at you. Look at you, though, with woods to shoot fireworks into. Congratulations on all your success.
Correct. Okay. I was going to say it if
all
you
right,
want,
Mr.
Sean.
Greenfield. I guess you weren't shooting them over the roof of Huff's. Huh?
Thank you, Sean.
We had to go to other people's houses and shoot them off. Wow. We could do that.
All right, yeah. All right. This is Grant Bacharach erasure.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.